how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they advocate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, good afternoon to all of you now in Radio Land. It's Rick Adams Uncensored. Welcome back to our program. On the day before the last day of July 2016, the 30th today, and it's good to be back, folks. This once-a-week excursion is, I would say, is really enough. In 1 week, one day in the week for 2 hours, I think I say just about all I have to say, you know, and we do have the YouTube videos. The program that I do locally is on YouTube, a new one, part one of part two, has just gone up from the last two that we taped, and part two is the most frightening one, I think, to many, to Satan anyway, to come. Does name a few names. That's going to go up yet. But I'll tell you, I've been under attack lately. I have been under some various forms of attacks, you know, financially, economically, and so forth. And I realize that a lot of the things that we do and we say, God is testing us sometimes. He allows things to happen in all of our lives. And sometimes it's done for our benefit. It just doesn't come at us, although we all face day-to-day problems. You know, the rain falls upon the just as well as the unjust, and the sun shines upon the unjust as well as it does upon the righteous. So we have to bear all of those things in mind. Nevertheless, I think when we really hit the nail on the head, folks, when we really name names and not go around the mulberry bush, you know, we talk about every single secret society in existence, every single, you know, Illuminist front, and we can go up and down the ladder, and we can, you know, round and round, as I said. But unless we go for the head of the beast, which is in Jerusalem, the Babylonian city of end time prophecy, I think we're wasting our time. I think we're just spinning our wheels. That is the city of all evil in the last days, because the rulers of that city are wicked, wicked people. They are the same ones that Jesus mentions in Revelation 17 when he speaks of in her, this seed line of Satan and his children bears the blood of all those shed upon the earth in worldwide wars and destruction, real terror and fake. So, you know, if you're going under similar attacks and you're getting them and you're receiving them, you know you must be doing something good. But, of course, always, always God provides his net, his safety net. And that's the most encouraging and comforting thing. You know, the prophet Obadiah in the Old Covenant, the end of the book, he does give us a few references to how it's going to end, this war between my people, our people, and the people of Esau, Edom, who are God's rejects, the ones that he hates in this world system. It tells us in these books that their fate will be one of fire. Now you know why there's so much fear about flames and ovens and so forth. Because in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, I think it's verse 8, if I'm not mistaken, it does tell us that Edom and Esau's fate will be fire and brimstone, destruction in the lake of fire, along with Satan. It tells us that he will be overthrown. Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of Sodom and Egypt, which is Jerusalem. So the fate is already sealed. It's just a matter of us all going through these motions today. So it's very comforting to note, if we look in the book of Obadiah, the minor prophet of the Bible, which means servant of God, obedient to God, then we see that God's favorite city there on the hill of Zion, in Jerusalem, that's his favorite hill. You know, that's his favorite landing place. We know that because he tells us that. He says that Jacob, in the prophet Jeremiah's own words, Jacob will have that victory in what? The time following the days of tribulation, known as the time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob's trouble is yet to come fully. But he says Jacob and his seed, that is the Adamic, Caucasian, Israelite, Jacobite people, will be saved out of the time of Jacob's trouble. And they will be delivered to victory over Esau and Edom once and for all. Those who have been the murderers, the killers, the enslavers, the war creators, they shall have their day, and they shall not escape the wrath of God to come. So, you know, folks, it's comforting to know these truths and to recognize them, and that's why we're here today. And I'm going to bring up Art from Philly in the first hour again today, because I think just looking at all of the propaganda, the misinformation, the staged shows of the last week or so, and 2 weeks actually, I think we could pretty much see that basically you can call it history, but as one man once said, Henry Ford said, history is bunk. Let me bring up Art from Philly this week. Hello, Art. Welcome back.
Hello, Rick. Hope everything's going well for you and the rest of the people listening to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you. How have you been? Have you been busy working? Have you? I guess during the week?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I missed the three-ring circus down at the DNC convention in Philadelphia. I think if that Barnum and Bailey were in town, I probably would have had a better attendance record.
You would have, yes. You would have enjoyed it better, too. It would have been more entertaining. Well, I have to confess to our audience that, like the Republican convention, I did not actually waste a minute of my time. We who are knowledgeable about what's in control and who is in control of the circus know that, they own the brass ring. So it's just a matter of what the next shoe will be and when it will drop. So it's interesting to note that in the United States, really there was not much going on in terms of massive purported killings during these 2 weeks. It's like, somebody wanted us to focus in on the idea, the illusion that there was going to be a real convention floor debate and a real nomination process and real candidates. So I that's my commentary. But I've been looking in other directions and at what's going on. And Mr. Rendell from your neck of the woods, certainly from what I gather in some of the interviews, he put on his pony show, didn't he?
Yes, Mr. Rendell, known back here as Fast Eddie, who lives in the real estate owned by the Ciccoliani crime syndicate, right next door to Arnold Spector, used to live there, and also the former Mayor Dilworth, who was basically directly involved with the cover-up of the JFK assassination. He hangs around some great people. And just as he became governor of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania State Senator Tommy Tomlinson, who's a gangster, to say it politely, says he's the greatest ally for having casinos in the state of Pennsylvania. Then we had a state senator who was opposing putting table games in the casinos and just wanted to just have slots. So, lo and behold, his house burns up in the middle of winter, almost kills everybody there. They got out by the skin of their teeth. And 3 days later, Mr. Rendell signs the legislation to put table games on all the casinos in Pennsylvania. Funny coincidence with Mr. Ed Rendell, known as Fast Eddie. Mm-hmm. Now, I was also going to comment. This is right out of No Place for Corruption, Section 20.9. The legacy of Clinton continues with the next generation, Chelsea Medvinsky. Basically, what happened is the Pennsylvania 13th Congressional District was run beforehand by Allison Swartz and right before that by Marjorie Margolis Medvinsky. So I'll just read this if I got a minute.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
Here is Ed Medvinsky, born January 17, 1937, you'll probably say, who is Ed Babinski? Well, he is a former Democratic congressman who represented Iowa's 1st Congressional District from the term 73 through 77. He sat on the House Judiciary Committee to decide the fate of Richard Nixon, along with Hillary. Okay. He was outspoken, saying that Nixon was a crook, a disgrace to politics, and should be impeached. He and the Clintons were friends and very politically intertwined. For many years, Ed Babinski had an affair with NBC News correspondence reporter Marjorie Sue Margolis, former congressional leader of the Pennsylvania 13th. All right. He later married her after he divorced his wife in 93. Marjorie Margolis, then a freshman Democrat in Congress, cast a vote deciding Bill Clinton's controversial tax package through the House of Representatives. In 2001, Ed Babinski was indicted and later pled guilty to 31 of 69 counts of bank fraud, mail fraud, and wire fraud. Ed Babinski embezzled more than $10 million from people both via a Ponzi scheme and a notorious Nigerian email scandal. Wow, I didn't know he was doing that. He was found guilty and sentenced to 80 months in federal prison. After serving 5 years, he was released in 2008. To this day, he still owes $9.4 million in restitution. Now, what are you saying? Well, who is he? Well, this is Mark and Chelsea Babinski, okay? Mm-hmm. Chelsea Clinton's husband, that she bragged about that she had, has a child. This is her father-in-law, basically her husband's father. That's right. Ed Babinski is Chelsea Clinton's father-in-law. Now, Mark and Chelsea are in their early 30s, purchase a $10 million apartment in New York City after being married in George Soros' mansion. Has anyone mentioned any of this in the media? All right, no. I just could get one, but that gives you an idea. So, they got rid of Glenn.
These people who claim to represent the lower classes, the middle classes, the bread and circuses people are born into or evolve into immense wealth, one or the other, and they cannot do otherwise. Let's face it, the days of Grover Cleveland are over. Today, 100-something years later, we see how the political landscape in America is just bought and paid for by people connected. And they're connected hip or bone or leg or arm to the synagogue of Satan. All of the powerful elite ones are hereby involved. Now, in my state, we just, interestingly enough, saw at the Democratic Convention in Rhode Island, we saw one of the major, major hucksters in political, if you want to call it political jabberwocky, a major fundraiser for the Clintons going back to the 1980s was this Mark Weiner. Mark Weiner had been getting cancer treatments for a long time for leukemia. And just when he was prepared to go to the convention, to speak, he passes on. He passes on at 62 years old. There's a guy with untold wealth, naturally. And, of course, his connections have been rather shady connections, to say the least, to corporate businesses. And now, he couldn't even make it there to witness the circusry that we've just referred to. It's almost like, hey, you better listen to somebody on high for a change, but you weren't listening. You were dabbling in the Clinton-esque politics. You were a lifelong Democratic operative. And now you can't even attend the funeral of American Democrat Party politics, So, it was just untimely, but very interesting timing, the way that happened to play out. And now, we hear the words of Pillory speaking into the microphone, apparently promising Americans a steady hand, in a steady, volatile world, as she put it, a world that is just bouncing out of control. And she is going to be the Jezebel of our time, she says, to restore order and well-being across the world. Well, I consider her a Jezebel. And Jezebel was one of the most wicked women in the Bible, and she was married to Ahab, and she introduced all sorts of pagan religion into the system, and you know, Beelzebub worship and so forth. She saw the downfall of that kingdom, and then she was like scattered and buried in a pauper's grave. You know, I see this Jezebel, if we were to be permitted to have this selection, I see her as being the perfect woman to bring about the final frosting on the cake of this country. I really do. I see her as being, and I think most people who listen to us do as well, as a despicably wicked and vile person who cannot even look into a mirror and face herself. She is a congenital liar. And that's what the Democrats really want. And you know what? Whether it's Democrat or Republican, that's what they're going to get. They're going to get fools to rule over them when they need princes, as the Bible says.
I think that's well said.
Yeah. Steady hand, she said, in an unsafe and a very, very volatile world, as she put it, you know. It's scary. She's more scary than the world at this point.
I mean, right now, a lot of the consequences this country is suffering came about through the first Clinton terms.
Sure.
Now, they go through another 8 years of that. I mean, who knows? I mean, I think the country will be wrecked economically. She's basically, you know, you can TPP, you know, she's voted for NAFTA. You know, her husband did. She voted for all the outsourcing. Okay, she destroyed the Glass-Steagall Act. Basically, she'll go after the hate laws. She'll go after, you know, the guns. Also, at the convention, I saw Bill Clinton standing right, sitting right next to him was U.S. Senator Bob Casey, the co-author of the hate laws, the Matthew Shepard Act, that basically destroys our free speech. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, people talk about how bad, I'm not saying Trump is that great, but compared to her, I mean, he looks like Mother Teresa, and that's pretty, you know, and I don't think he's that great to begin with. I agree with the email you sent to me that we have two lousy choices.
Yes.
Right.
Neither one is qualified to be president. And, you know, we haven't seen a qualified, I don't think we've seen a qualified candidate in the so-called two-party system ever reach the nomination process or extended in. I can't tell you when, but it was definitely before my time, way before my time. So, I mean, let's consider the sources. Let's consider all of the rhetoric is hot air. And we can all brush it aside because we know, number one, there is no presidential candidate and no government now in place in this country that is going to do anything to remove the $19.5 trillion national debt that is going to take America's debt structure and the total debt and the debt privately held by individuals and wave a magic wand and say, it's gone. There is nothing that can reverse this failing and falling house of cards that can and will be brought down whenever the powers that be want it to. There is nothing that's going to steer America back to a course of neutrality, minding one's own business, and America first. We saw what the ADL and the World Jewish Congress said when Trump even hinted at that. What did they do? Immediately. Horrific, horrific denunciation that America should put America first. Why, of course not. You know, Israel must come first, that land they call Israel in the Middle East. So what is different? What is different about this year than 8 years ago when Barack Obama came up to the podium and says, I accept the nomination, or 16 years ago for that matter? We were living under bought and paid for scripted tyrants who were pre-selected before the election. That sounds kind of harsh. I know people are saying, but Rick, don't you have any faith in the system? And I have to say, honestly, no. I do not put my faith in politicians or in aspirants for the White House or Congress, because right now, all of them, to some degree, have just torn up the Constitution. There is no law anymore. There's no law of the land. You know, Mark, when judges can pass laws, write legislation, and invalidate state laws, they get away with it because we have nobody who'll stand up against them any longer. All right, that's the first break. All right, Art, I'll let you come back right after this, and I may play that audio clip of Nathaniel Kapner on Mr. Trump's advisors. We'll come right back, folks. Stay tuned. Rick Adams and Art.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are back. Art from Philly with me in the first hour. Art, did you want to say something about my brief comment there on
what? Well, I agree with you. What we have is lawlessness at this point, and basically when we lost the law was on a national level was when JFK got assassinated, and he put the Zionist Arlen Specter in charge of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And we've been seeing that rot just continue from that point all the way up to the present time. And the last one is look at the Loretta Lynch, hey, you can be a presidential candidate and if we want you, you can steal national secrets and that's okay. That's really the message we got from what just happened with her email scandal. So that's the best thing I can say about it.
You and I have talked a lot about this, where Obama has come from, and I've hearkened back to Jimmy Carter and how they put him on the map, and really there is a similarity between the two Democrat presidencies in that both of them did actually appear almost out of nowhere, and yet they did not. And we had the mafia, as you call it, the Cosa Nostra, in the Chicago mob actually, bring about the face, appearance, voice, and verbiage of this senator in Illinois, Obama, who had such a quick rise from there to the White House, and Jimmy Carter, who was nothing. I mean, he was a nobody. Nobody even heard of Jimmy Carter until the media put him on the map and made him, a front page face on all of the publications at that time. Of course, there was no internet, and no social media. So it was very, very from the top down. People were given that choice again, and they basically had no choice whatsoever. And they had in the Democrat Party, Ted Kennedy challenging Jimmy Carter again for, re-election. And then you had, the Republican Party at the time, Jimmy Carter's debacle with the powers that be over Iran and the Iranian hostage crisis. Then we saw the emergence of Reagan, who, again, was the cowboy in the saddle, again tied into the Hollywood mob. And all the way throughout history, you can see the handwriting on the wall. I mean, basically pre-selected choices, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would agree. And the most important thing to realize is not only did they pick who's going to be president, they basically pick the vice president candidate to make sure if the number one guy doesn't do what they want, that he gets removed and they get their number two guy in there. An example is, look at Joe Biden, okay? For Obama, even though Obama basically rose up through the Illinois' Chicago Senate and through the Annenbergs, Joe Biden basically rose up through the state of Delaware, controlled by the mafia known as the Brofman Crime Syndicate. Again, another arm of the Chicago Syndicate. So they played it both ways.
Yeah, they always have, haven't they?
Yeah, and they're playing it both ways again. Look at the, as bad as Clinton is, Trump, what did he do? He bought the Resorts International Casino in Atlantic City directly from Meyer Lansky.
Mm-hmm.
All right. he basically, I assume since it's in the casino industry, he has to some point. He basically gets support from Sheldon Adelson, one of the top Zionists in the Chicago Syndicate Mafia, supporting him. A casino operator out of Vegas who, again, bought the Sands Casino interest directly from Meyer Lansky. Mm-hmm. So, there's a direct connection to, the Lansky crime family. And on the Clinton side, direct connection to the Brofman Crime Syndicate. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, when you actually look at it, both of them are arms out of, what you call out of Israel, but I see the power base, yes, it's out of Israel, but it's exercised in North America through the Chicago Syndicate, is how I see it.
That is the case. So it's, North America, Canada, the United States under the Bronfmans primarily, and they have built a multi-billion dollar, near trillion dollar enterprise, and it's just fascinating to see the meteoric rise of that process of all the industries, and particularly the booze industry, where they have made their money. It's a vast empire. And you had Junior, Bronfman Jr., who apparently did not spend much time going through college. He was more concerned about the world of building empires because he didn't need to go through the college system. He had the father and the blessings and all the money to go with it. All right, Art, stay with me, because when I come back, I want to just play this clip about Donald Trump's advisors and see what you think, folks. We'll come back with Rick Adams and Art in just about 4 minutes. We shall return.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, folks. We are back here now with Rick Adams, Uncensored, and with Art with me. And Art, before I see if we can get the clip up, I again wanted to mention to you how very important it is to see the handwriting on the wall. I have been on the air for a number of years, and I have been telling people about the fact that we have virtually no choice whatsoever, particularly in the general election on a national level for president. But what we have is an opportunity to nip these problems in the bud before the convention and the final gavel, if you will, were to strike. You know, before the so-called presidential candidate is nominated. And that's where we saw in past years, we saw what happened with, people since the Barry Goldwater Republican Convention in 64. We saw the emergence of Richard Nixon in 68, and that, too, was, again, not intended to be the case. But the powers that be, and you refer to the Annenbergs and so forth, how the ascendancy of Nixon and company was brought about by their influence and power, untold wealth over the entire political system from the network coverage right through the political parties. We saw what happened with Debbie Wasserman Schultz in the last week or so and how she was ousted. And we've seen what's, Paul Manafort and Republicans managing a number of campaigns from Putin to Donald Trump. And, all of them have to have these ties to the elite, to the powerful and the mighty. And that has to be La Cosa Nostra. And in my view, there's no other way around it.
Unless the people collectively say we've had enough. Here's one point I want to bring out. Remember Ray McGovern when he actually addressed Clinton at when she was speaking down in Washington, D.C., and they brutalized him, pulled him out of the room? It'd be interesting if, you want to see what Hillary's really like. I think that pretty much expressed what she would do as president. It'd be an absolute dictatorship. And if you oppose her, basically, you're going to have the boot of the government pushing down your throat. That's how I see it.
Okay. All right. Let's hear that clip now. Nathaniel Kapner, who, as many of you know, is a converted Jew now, who has come out of a rabbinical family, who knows whereof he speaks as far as Judaism is concerned, and as far as La Cosa Nostra running the political campaigns of America. Now let's hear what he has to say on Trump's advisors.
Trump's the ace of spades in the election game. With a full deck of Jews in his royal flush, he can play to win. It all started with Trump's father, whose apparent ties with New Jersey real estate mogul Murray Kushner got the business going. Donald's daughter is now married to Jared Kushner and turned Jewish to get him. With skyscrapers in his high-rising mind, young Donald set his sights on Manhattan, where Jewish sharks can send you packing. So he hired the well-connected and mobbed-up Roy Cohn, a notorious Jewish homosexual, as legal counsel. Smart move, Donald, for without a high-powered Jewish lawyer in Hymetown, you might as well fold up. It's the place where Jewish business and organized crime meet, and Cohn knew just how to shuffle the cards. Trump's all in now, since all those connections Cohn brought in keep the ante high. You don't become a Manhattan real estate mogul without seeding the kosher pot. Donald's hand now includes Alan Weisselberg as CFO and Michael Cohen as legal boss. No lightweights here when dealing with the sharks. Trump knows how Hymetown works.
I think Schumer, who I'm very close to Israel, but Schumer comes from New York, very close. I have a great relationship, far better than our president has, that I can tell you, but who doesn't? I think Schumer did it with a wink. Not a bad guy, smart guy. Used to be a friend of mine until I did this, and I said, look, all bets are off. Look, I got to do what I have to do. I'm sorry. But I'll be able to get along with these people. You got to be able to get along. You got to make deals. We can't always sign executive orders. The country wasn't based on executive orders. I mean, you got to get deals. So I pretty much believe, I really know the New York scene. I think they gave Schumer a little wave off. They said, look, you go ahead, oppose it. And this way you're friendly. And he has a large Jewish constituency, to put it mildly, the largest.
To put it very mildly, if Trump becomes prez, there's going to be lots of Jewish IOUs called in. You got to make those deals. Take Carl Icahn, who bailed Trump out of his Taj Mahal bankruptcy.
Hi, Donald. Carl Icahn here.
Happy Passover, Carl. What can I do for you?
Since it's Passover, I'm releasing you from that added loan. And by the way, I'm in a deal that involves Israel and need your help.
Name it, Carl, and I'll get it done.
And Bibi can surely help Trump make it happen.
What do you think of the president's attitude towards Israel? Is he a friend of Israel?
No, I think he's one of the worst things that's ever happened to Israel. You look at what's going on, and I know Bibi very well. In fact, he asked me if I do a commercial for him. I think I'm the only so-called celebrity that did a commercial for him. And, you know, and it was a nice commercial and everything else, and I hope he's going to do great, and I think he's going to do great. But when you think about it, and I have so many friends of mine, they contributed to the Obama campaign, I said that because they're so pro-Israel, I said, how can you contribute to the campaign? This guy is the worst thing that ever happened to Israel.
If Obama giving Israel $3 billion a year is the worst thing that ever happened to Israel, then imagine what Trump will do. Trump's ready to draw. But will the right cards ever come that will free us from Tel Aviv?
Well, okay. That's a little sample. Once again, you know, I aired that a long time ago. But it's obviously even, I think, more apropos today. Any thoughts, Art?
I think it's well said. I think our goose is cooked either way. I think
well,
we
it is. And, you know, the only hope politically over the years has been to get a Congress that would be a legislative body representing the Constitution. But most constituents now, I think, who vote between the illegals and the, if you will, the mosaic of mixing of the population in each congressional district to those who are basically semi-literate or foreigners with absolutely no understanding of the principles of America, it doesn't matter. They're not going to vote for a congressman or senator who wants to return state sovereignty to them. They're going to vote for gimme, gimme, gimme. Who's going to give me more? Who's going to fill the pot bigger? Isn't that what it comes down to?
Yes. It really comes down to Venezuela. Socialism works really well until you run out of other people's money.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely the case. But I think in this particular instance, I've seen enough of the candidates. I've seen the way the media have been playing the game as if, you know, Trump is the consummate right-wing type of populist politician that is a loose cannon. If you can't see through it the way I see through it, it's pretty sad because you too will be deceived into thinking that if he were to get elevated to that position, you think that he's going to do something. And we know, as you pointed out at the beginning, JFK tried that. We saw that with Nixon starting to steer the waters in Vietnam and so forth, and he got Watergated. We saw that with a number of others really since then. I mean, even Jimmy Carter, though he was selected, put in office, then he was taken down, and he had nothing to do with high interest rates. He ultimately had no control over the Iranian hostage crisis, but he was a convenient whipping boy. You know, men like Vance and Brzezinski were engineering crises all over the world. You know what I mean? I mean, look at in those 4 years that Jimmy Carter was president, we had major shifts of balance of power around the world. We saw what was happening in Rhodesia, the betrayal of Rhodesia, the pre-betrayal of South Africa. We saw the whole business of the Olympics kicking out, the United Nations as well, of Free China, admitting Red China into the United Nations was just down the corner. A major international, turning points in terms of what would follow is the one world beast system. And now we're at that doorstep, I think, where Carter was used, and then conveniently Ronald Reagan and Baby Bush, Father Bush, or whatever, just happened to be the vice presidential candidate. And you know that was not a natural alliance. Neither one of them had any use for each other. But again, it was either Bush or no Reagan presidency. As VP, I'm talking now, you see.
Right. My biggest concern after this election is you see what's happening in Europe in particular and, you know, in France. I see that coming over here. And I don't hear either one of them talking about what they're going to do to protect the safety of the American people from that type of terrorism.
Well, until any of them has the guts to point the finger where the finger should be pointed, and again, that is Jerusalem, Nothing can be done because we're chasing after a ghost. You know, this business of some attacks in Paris and France and in Nice, France, and the so-called decapitation of this priest, which nobody can prove that it actually happened. Again, we're just drumming up this fear mongering, this hatred, so that the one world system can come together. It's a boogeyman. And what we're doing is being led down that primrose path. No president yet in my memory has ever nailed the coffin shut on them, because I don't think they've ever been able to amass the power. How do you fight the beast system? How do you fight against enormous wealth and control? You don't.
Well, actually, you can. Basically,
tell me how, Art. I'm anxious to find out.
The rule goes like this. You know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Until we collectively start thinking that this beast doesn't have the power it really doesn't have, it doesn't change. They have the power as long as we believe it does, as a collective group of people. When we start thinking that they don't have the power over us and start acting in that direction, we can make major changes.
Well, how much time do we have to do that? Aren't we at the we're at the end of this road now, economically and internationally.
Yeah, and they're at the end of the road too, because
they are. I agree. Yeah.
Right.
Let's take a call from Charlie in California. Go ahead. What did you want to say first?
I was just going to say, remember, it's Leon Rodriguez.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah. Hold on.
I just want to make
Art finish.
Two comments.
Okay,
one about the Jimmy.
Sam, hold on. Okay, Art, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, when you talk about immigration, realize it's Leon Rodriguez, who's director of immigration for the U.S., mm-hmm. who has a picture of Theodore Herzl from his parents.
I didn't realize that. Theodore Herzl, the founder of modern Zionism.
Right. He's basically a Cuban Jewish family that migrated to the U.S., and now they control our immigration policies. All right. That's all I was going to say. Let's go for the call.
All right. I'm sorry to hold you back there. Sorry, Sam. Okay, Charlie, come on up.
Oh, okay. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes.
Two quick points. Number one, it was Jimmy Carter appointed Paul Volcker, who stopped printing money, and he made the banks go into the market to create their own inventory to loan out. That was real capitalism. Number two, believe it or not, you know, I think Hillary Clinton is the only one that can save us. Now, before you choke, here's what I got to say, and I'll hang up and let you respond. Uh-huh. She's got the goods on everybody. Her and Bill have got the goods on everybody, and they can't get it from her, and if they end up dead, they'll find their way out. Hillary Clinton, believe me, and the Clintons do not like the Jews. All right, they've been around them all their life, and their mentors were Fulbright, who didn't care for them either. Mm-hmm. Just think of it. Hillary Clinton, they dragged her down the road this far, this long, because she's got the goods. So I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton can blow everything wide open.
Stay with me for a minute now. Let's explore that. Now, let's examine whether or not what you say is the case. Because Hillary Clinton, you know what they say, if you lie with dogs, you get fleas. So they would know about being flea infested. With regard to that, what do you think Mrs. Clinton can do as president to get even or bring down their house of cards? Just give me an example of what do you think she can do. He dropped off. All right, because I don't see how they could possibly do anything. Art, did you have any comment on that interesting conversation we just had?
Well, to prove that point, the first thing is she could do is stop all the funding in Israel. Okay, stop the foreign policy funding. Stop sending over, F-35s over there as an example. That would be a loud message. Declare war on them. Because they've declared war on us. That would be a message, but I don't see her doing anything like that.
You don't?
Why would she? Yeah.
Wow. And that's a hard stretch now to imagine.
Right.
You know what they say, there's no honor among thieves and murderers. And, you're right. It's a nice theory, Charlie. It's a nice idea. But somehow I don't expect Satan's tools to turn against Satan himself and win. It just doesn't work that way in the real world. I mean, I was no admirer of JFK. In fact, when I was young at that time that he was assassinated, basically most of my family did not like the Kennedys at all, including JFK. But, of course, none of us really knew what was going on at the time. Nevertheless, I mean, Kennedy, as shall we say, is surrounded, and his administration was controlled by top Kenites in his administration from top to bottom. He was, I believe, genuinely opposed to the Zionist regime having the nuclear bomb in the Middle East, and look what happened to him. And not only on that issue, but he turned the screws, and what happened to JFK in Dallas?
Yep. Hmm? All right, well, obviously, the Warren Commission's single bullet theory was a big, he was assassinated. It's one thing. It's another thing to be able to have the power to actually cover up an assassination. That's a lot more power than it takes just to shoot somebody.
Well, obviously, that's the link, right? That would be
right.
The next link is how do you cover up? And just like we saw in the 9/11 Commission, it was an exact replication.
Right, and I agree. When I did the research on JFK, I found the same power structure, the same group of people involved with the JFK Warren Commission are the same ones that were put in the 9/11 Commission. There was no difference when you actually do the hardcore research, what was going on there. Exactly the same criminals.
All right, very good. Very good thoughts. All right, noplaceforcorruption.com is Art's website. Let us come back with Mike in South Carolina next. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years. And its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Let's go to Mike in South Carolina and see what Mike has to say. Hello, Mike.
Hello there, Rick. How you doing? This last caller was real surprising. I think that's just a setup, so all that is. Hillary happens to be nothing more than a Jewish homosexual. 3 out of 4 Jewish men are bisexuals. Barney will verify that. Art mentioned that we have a Cuban Bolshevik, basically, or a Cuban Zionist sitting there in charge of immigration. Well, I've spread around many years that the Fidel Castro boys are both Jewish. That's not well known. And by the way, Fidel Castro happens to have been, he died 06, 07. He's been dead about 10 years. So anybody who from the White House who went down to greet him is a joke. He's not alive. And I also want to mention, too, that Art, the top 10 or 12 families in Mexico are also Jewish, i.e. Vicente Fox. His daughter, Columba, is also married to the other Zionist family known as the Bush family. She's married to Jeb Bush. So it goes on and on and on. The Clintons are nothing but nonsense. The best way to handle these people simply is to not allow them into positions of power and authority, take them out of politics, and also gatekeeper positions. Herd the rest of them into kosher-controlled slaughterhouses, tell them to breed themselves off this earth, or we'll make them into Soylent Green fertilizer. That's all I've got for you.
All right, Mike, thank you for that acerbic commentary. What he says is basically true. I don't know about Castro and whether he is dead or not, but if he's not, he's about 98 right now, ailing for a number of years. It's hard to know what's real and what's not real at this point. That's why I say whenever you hear about another attack or another slaughter or what have you, I think you really have to ask yourself, where's the proof? Where's the evidence? And, you know, invariably you don't see true, matter-of-fact, on-the-scene evidence. So we're living in a real time of deception, folks, a time that you understand what it says in the scriptures, a flood of lies will come at us from all directions. Art?
Rick, that Castro comment I made, it comes from inside sources.
Wait a minute. Now, what about the inside sources? Now, these are anonymous, right?
No, they're not anonymous. I know them personally, and I can't say any more. Castro had 2 or 3 lookalikes. One of them died about a year and a half ago from medical complications. So there's a couple, 1 or 2 more out there that look like him, but he's dead.
Well, yeah, does it matter if he's dead or not, really? It's the same party that rules.
It really does. I mean, we're having so damn much fun. Why let him die in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the whole business of Obama opening up this door to detente and new relations with communist Cuba has nothing to do with economic benefits for the United States or freedom or democracy. It's all about creating convergence on a worldwide scale. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't believe anything comes out of the Supreme Court justices or the legal system rank. It's just a complete total joke.
Absolutely. We'll agree. Thank you, Mike. So, Art, any comment? Yes.
No, I think he pretty much hit the issues quite well.
Yeah, it's convergence time now. That, as I said to you before, in the 1950s, Congress brought it out, you know, the whole business under the Reese Commission and the Committee of Congress, the subcommittee investigating tax-exempt foundations found that they were working toward destroying America's higher standard of living and bringing it down while at the same time bringing up the so-called developing world and the communist world to a point where we could all be merged economically, financially, and then ultimately politically on an even keel. And isn't that happening now? Hasn't that happened to us in the last 10 years?
I agree. You look at India and China. And
there
by
you
the way,
go. I mean, the proof is there.
Yeah. By the way, neither one of them is a friend to this country. They're both considered military enemies of this country. So it's really... Right.
Well, Art, do you have to leave or whatever? It's up to you.
Yeah, I do have to get going here.
Good for you. All right. I thank you for the hour you shared with us today. And we hopefully will talk again, hopefully maybe next week. All right? Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye,
Art. All right, bye.
Art in Philly, noplaceforcorruption.com. You know what I want to do when I come back, folks? I really want to dwell for a few minutes on this business of what really was planned for the German mail following the defeat in World War II. Many of you probably don't even know about it. A real shocking thing to come. Stay tuned. We'll be back.